Well, it is Saturday, August 1st, and here with us is world-known author and intuitive numerologist Ruth Dreher, here with us to tell us what August 1st means to all of us. Welcome, Ruth.
Thank you, Savanti.
Yes, happy to have you here. So what's in store for us today?
In numerology, you remember 9 is the length of all cycles. Today's date is 8/1/2015. Adding those numbers, they total 44, which adds to 8, meaning today is the 8th day in a 9-day cycle. Wow, 44 is one of the master numbers. So expect this to be a very high energy day. With August equaling 8 and 2015 equaling 8, you'll hear lots about 8 this month. And each time you do, if you'll take a deep breath, exhale, and focus on keeping yourself balanced, you'll be doing yourself a favor. Remember, regardless of what happens this month, your main job is keeping balanced. And it might be a doozy. 8's goal is to balance the material and spiritual. It cycles from darkest black to purest white, with lots of grays in between. This could easily be the month when everything shifts and we wake up fully conscious, in harmony and peace. Of course, we sounds like a unified whole, but when actually we is composed of many different people. Today and all month, let's think balance and transformation. It truly may be the best of months and the worst, and it all depends on you. Let things slide and see how often you can laugh. For Zeta Global Radio, I'm Ruth Dreher. Find out more about numerology at www.cybernumbers.com.
Thank you so much, Ruth. And we are proud to be introducing our new positive news format. And in the studio with me is Howard Wolkin and our special guest, Tom Carlson from Techlo. Welcome, Tom.
Hello, and thank you. It's great to be here.
We had a lot of people in conversation about this idea of talking about positive news, what's happening in the world, different subjects that affect us all. And if you have any special events, workshops, self-improvement courses, anything spiritual on the horizon, wherever you are in the globe, be sure and send it in to us, or you can go right to our Facebook page and private message us and let us know what's on your mind, and you'll find out that we'll be sharing that right here on the airwaves. Some of the things going on in the news today, well, of course, the biggest story is going on about Cecil the Lion. And feel free to share what your thoughts, because there's a lot of anger going on there, but this is a positive news channel, and we're talking about what positive aspects of this story are coming out of it. And I feel like there's a lot, because I think people have been changing their hearts a little bit, where they were so angry and aggressive before. They're now realizing that, you know, it's no better than being, you know, there's that the polarity is no better. So why don't
Agreed.
We find the common ground of oneness?
Yeah, in fact, I just happened to be at an event at the Zoo and Biological Park last night and spoke with the director of the biopark, and she said, basically, we are receiving a lot of hate, kind of aggressive, well, what do you think about this? You know, what can you guys do about this? And truly, by people asking, I think that's where it's starting, is we are able to come together, because every single piece of good news comes with the idea of unity, and heal. And so I believe that by talking about these things, we're bringing things out into the open. So to me, this is shining the light of love, on what we believe to be darkness, truly is the lack of understanding and love, so that we can be healed. And I believe that every single news story that says we need to change, is always moving towards the light. So how else can you get rid of something that you feel like is your worst problem and nightmare? Don't keep it in the closet. Bring it out into the light of love.
Well said.
It's shining a light on the problem, and the problem isn't just Cecil. That is becoming a symbol.
It's representative of innocence, as in the most innocent, incapable of being able to defend itself against this type of what we see as great betrayal. When truly, it represents every single atrocity that someone treats someone without love.
I'm so happy that you said it that way, because I couldn't have put it any better.
Well, blessings to everybody involved with this, and love and light to the soul of Cecil and his cubs, and to the governments and everybody involved with this. Well, it does, as you mentioned, Tom, bring up unity. And the next subject we want to talk about is the most astounding movie called Unity that I've seen come to the big screen in a long time. I've always been, actually, my entire platform is really bringing impactful films to the big screen, films that make a difference and unite us all. And I'm thrilled to see this film coming to the big screen on August 12th. It's going to be in theaters worldwide, and you can look for it. Just type in Unity. But this is a film, actually, it's from the writer and director of Earthlings, if you remember that.
I may have. I try to see every single one of these beautiful films for the reasons of I need all my heartstrings strung.
Oh, yeah. Well,
strummed.
Plucked.
Plucked. Well, this one will definitely do it. Unity takes an in-depth look at what it truly means to be human, to be mortal, and to be an incarnate in this world. The film explores our brief existence amongst the cosmos, moves on to the perceptions of our mind, the nature of our body, the infinite capacity of our heart, and ultimately to the mysterious energy of our soul. And it has 100 of like the top A-list actors in the world doing narration.
Yeah, I saw everyone from Joaquin Phoenix to Dame Judi Dench, I think.
Everybody.
I saw Moby.
Yeah.
Unbelievable how they assembled this cast of characters. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. It really shows unity because they come from all four corners of the world.
Yeah, I am absolutely thrilled, and I can't wait to see it. I know we're going, Howard.
Absolutely.
I'm absolutely going to go.
Well, we're going to be seeing it locally. I think it's at Century 24. But you definitely buy tickets online, but you can see it anywhere in the world. Again, just look for Unity of the film. There's trailers online, and just an extraordinary movement I feel is so necessary on the planet. Well, those are two great pieces of news, and we will extend this positive news segment in full length as we move along in this. For now, while we have Tom in here, the great news is Tom introduced us originally to our guest today, Taylor Thompson Lancaster. So we thought we'd have Tom talk a few minutes about your perspective on having Taylor here, hosting him, what's it like this amazing being for a few minutes, and then the rest of the show is going to be all about Taylor, talking about what he does.
For me, this is a life-changing event, and maybe every single great soul that we meet, which really equates to everyone, comes down to connections. And I had such a strong connection. I'm going to probably start crying. I was able to host this incredible young man who is on a spiritual quest and journey, as well as to walk to know about labeling GMOs. But I got to spend 2 weeks with this guy. In fact, it was a little more because he just didn't want to leave. And I didn't want him to leave. So I got to actually bring him out to where he was walking. The day after he left, I picked him up and brought him back to his point so that we could spend an extra day together. But this man is just totally on the path of awaken to oneness. And to me, that seems to be the theme of what we're talking about and the words that are so apropos. He basically is going to, in his future, I can see it already, help align versus polarize people on levels that we didn't think we needed to be aligned. And it's the simple things. And he represents that. So by just saying, you know what, I'm quitting that whole structure of the social norm and having to have a job and running up against a lot of things that are very scary that we all believe we need to do, and just going on a spiritual quest. Our friends Cabrini and Sam already did that and proved positively that it works. And I host spiritual pilgrims in my shop. And this gentleman, boy, man, awesome dude, is like
demigod.
Epitome right now of fearless walking in the light of love through how can I raise awareness? And it's really, hello, I'm over here and God is taking care of me. And he is certainly in that place.
Well, if you've ever had an opportunity to really hone your skills on being present, this is a man who's showing us how to be present in every moment and to see what shows up. What do you think, Howard?
I'm curious as to how many pair of shoes he burned through.
I can tell you.
he's going to tell us.
Yes. He actually goes through a pair about every 2 or 3 months. And so he bought it's almost sometimes once a month, as in every state. I know that he had stopped in Arizona to get his first pair of shoes in Phoenix. So you could even almost get it down to, like, you know, hundreds of miles. But it depends on how far he's walking.
Well, wow. Later on in the show, we do have several questions that came in from listeners. And so we hit up Taylor on all those questions and get those answers. And I know you, and we actually talked to him about a documentary. It's like, are you documenting this story? I mean, and we talked about the GoPros and all the things that he's doing. So it's going to be a great show. So thank you, Tom, for that and for spending time here on our beginning news segment and for bringing Taylor to us and to the world and allowing people to know him better through his gifts.
Yeah, Tom, I want to thank you also. You know, bringing him here was a really amazing opportunity to connect with someone who is all about it. He is a really special guy. And we've had initial conversations about his documentary, and I have offered my services to him to score the film.
Awesome.
So to be in that man's space when he was here, there really are only one or two people in my life where I feel that love, that much love, and that's the two people sitting in this room right now. I love you both.
Back at
and
you.
I just this that's how this segment is making me feel. If you folks out there in listening land can feel even a tenth of a percent of what we're feeling in here now, then Zeta Global Radio is doing its job.
Thank you. We'll be right back with more on this amazing man we've been talking about, Taylor Thompson Lancaster.
Hello and blessings, ZGR listeners. I'm Tom Carlson from Tech Love in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Tech Love is a conscious community of light center located in the heart of Nob Hill. Our space offers a warm and inviting setting for all of your gatherings. We invite and enjoy hosting pilgrims who are guided in the oneness throughout the world. From meditation and channeling groups, drum circles, kirtans, and other healing events, we are here as a physical location to draw people into communication with their higher purpose, oneness. If you're coming through New Mexico or already here, visit us at 3901 Central Avenue Northeast, just east of Carlisle, or visit us on the web, techlove.us. Namaste.
Hi, this is Andrea Williams, publisher of Natural Awakenings magazine in New Mexico, your monthly health and wellness publication. Our August magazine is focused on our children, the future generation. We look at new ways of parenting, share healthy kids' recipes, the pros and cons of vaccinations, and what to consider before getting that tattoo. We're excited to publish the Santa Fe Yoga Festival schedule with Michael Franti and Grace Potter as major music acts and 3 days of back-to-back classes presented by over 30 magnificent teachers in our August issue. Now at newsstands in Albuquerque, Santa Fe, and Taos or online at naturalawakeningsnnm.com. To advertise your events or services, please call 505-999-1319. Wishing you a beautiful summer.
Hi, I'm Sarah Jones, wellness advocate with doTERRA. Happy to be here on Zeta Global Radio. My special offer to all ZGR listeners is a lemon oil and A to Z essential oil guide when you visit mydoterra.com/Sarah Jones and purchase $30 or more. I'm looking forward to supporting your journey to health and wellness. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Zeta Global Radio. I am your host, Lainey Savante, and I hope you had a chance to listen in our first segment to our new format of positive news sponsored by Your Sacred Exploration. We had Tom Carlson here from Tech Glove in Albuquerque, New Mexico, visiting with us and giving us a little bit of backstory on today's featured guest, Taylor Thompson Lancaster. Earlier this year when we had a chance to meet Taylor when he was coming through Albuquerque. And so now we are going to broadcast that interview of what it's like being on the road, on foot, doing what he's doing for GMO awareness. So take a listen to this interview and then we will get caught up with him and where he's at now. Welcome to ZGR, Zeta Global Radio. I am your host, Lainey Savante Quirk. Good evening, good morning, good night, depending on where you are in the world on bbsradio.com. We're so glad to be here, and today's guest is Taylor Lancaster from, tell me the organization again?
The campaign is called Walk to Know.
This is an incredible story, an incredible vision, an incredible mission. We're so glad to have Taylor here and bring awareness of GMOs and proper labeling and getting everybody really kind of tuned in to our bodies and what we want to put into it and what we don't want to put into it. And there's a special journey on its way. And Taylor is going to talk a little bit more about it. So take it away.
Yeah, so I left the Santa Monica Pier January 5th of 2015, and I've been walking east ever since. So I've been walking for about 3 months from Santa Monica through Los Angeles into Palm Springs and over the border of California and Arizona into Phoenix, up into Globe, Arizona, and Sholo, and then over the border into New Mexico, down to Socorro, and then up to Socorro. So I've walked about almost 1,300 miles.
So for those of you who are in other continents and countries, we're talking about this journey that started on the west coast of the United States. And I don't know the conversion to kilometers, but I'm sure somebody else can do the math.
It's a lot. Yeah, it's basically about 3,000 miles, I just found out. Or sorry, not 3,000 miles.
3,000 kilometers.
3,000 kilometers, right.
Well, and that's just beginning. So right. This is just like you're just getting your feet wet or your feet kind of on the ground.
Exactly, yeah.
Which is pretty amazing. And by the way, when we started this recording today, we asked Taylor if we should pick him up for the interview. And he says, no, I'll walk, which we thought was like totally right on. So, all right. So let's back up a little bit. People are going to wonder, like, why are you walking? What is this sort of Forrest Gump, you know, modern day Forrest Gump vision, and why are we doing it? Right. So tell us about that.
So when I was about 10 years old or 11, the movie Forrest Gump came out, and I used to watch it in my grandparents' downstairs rompus room. And I would watch it over and over again, specifically the scene with him running across America, and a lot of people that I would talk to, like, oh, that scene where he runs across America, that's completely crazy. And I always had it in the back of my mind that that was always a really amazing thing to do. Like, you can really do that. And I didn't have a whole lot of people that were inspiring in that particular kind of way.
Yeah.
And when I was younger, I was very much into punk rock and rebellious kind of music, really kind of aggressive kind of music. And
like who did you like?
I love, there's a great Ventura based group. They're called Aggression. Another one is Fists of Fury. Another one was Rancid. They're
and all these bands come and gone, or are they still out there? No.
Yeah, Aggression is gone. Fists of Fury like came and went in a blink of an eye.
Yeah.
And Rancid really has like changed their sound a whole lot, but I really like dove into this aggressive kind of lifestyle and thinking like this is the way that you can live your life, and you know, taking lots of drugs and you know, partying a lot. And when I got sober in 2003, I really started diving into Tibetan Buddhism and also Eastern forms of philosophy and religion, and I started to find out about these pilgrimages that monks and priests would do in order to express their devotion to their practice.
Sure. Across the Himalayas quite a bit. I mean, I'm a long-term Hindu, so I know exactly what it's like to have people gather for that journey.
Totally. Mm-hmm. And I have a bunch of friends in that live in the United States that have really devoted their life to a different sort of lifestyle. And one of the people is a man by the name of Satyavayu, who has been a houseless mendicant monk who has lived without working a typical job, and he devotes his time to feeding people. And another one is Daniel Suelo. He lives in Moab, and he's been living without money for 15 years and lives in a cave and completely devotes himself to spiritual practice and helping other people. Beautiful. And I really started to be inspired by these people. And I wanted a reason to basically start that kind of lifestyle.
So they're the inspiration for your spiritual awakening?
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. And also, you know, my own practice and lots of other people.
Beautiful. So you came, you woke up in 2003.
Yeah.
And you've just been completely walking the path ever since.
Yeah.
Honing it in.
Hit or miss, for sure. Going back, for sure.
Well, it's always a journey of learning, so.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So, but in 2007, I moved to New Zealand, and I started organic farming. And when I started to discover the lifestyle that I could have by having an organic farming lifestyle, I started realizing, like, wow, I don't have to eat fast food every day. I don't have to, like, have a 9-to-5 job in order to feel happy. I can basically take one shower a week and really live simply.
So if you're just tuning in, you're listening to ZGR, Zeta Global Radio, powered by the Zeta Global Group Media. Thank you. We are talking to Taylor Lancaster and his journey across America by foot in the intention of raising awareness about GMOs, proper labeling, what it is that we put into our body, and how to be more conscious with our internal temple.
Absolutely.
So tell us a little bit more about the labeling. Tell us what that means to you and why this is so important to get that awareness out right now.
Right. So when I made the decision to do the walk, I was approached by Orion Brudico, who's now my manager for the walk and also the one of the founders of the company Garlic Gold, and is also working in conjunction with the Omega Point Institute, which is a 501c3 nonprofit. And he approached me about doing this walk for the labeling of GMO foods. And I thought, you know, what a great middle way to find or to do this walk. And instead of being for or against GMOs, I really want people to make the choice for themselves, to make the choice for themselves whether they're going to eat genetically modified foods or not. And the walk has really been great for that, because I'm not necessarily an eloquent speaker. I'm not like the guy that like can stand at a podium and inspire 10,000 people. I'm more of the guy that can walk 5,000 miles.
Like Forrest.
Yeah.
He didn't have the articulation. He just had the heart-based intention.
Beautiful.
And watching in that movie how he just got a couple people, like, what is he doing to, like, the droves? I mean, it's just, I have chills just thinking about that. When we were talking off air, you mentioned this great Forrest Gump little moment in your life. So share that with the audience. When you were in, you talked about in Arizona when you were walking or somewhere where you saw something on the ground.
Oh, so when I had just crossed the Arizona-New Mexico border, and the weather was awful that day. I mean, it was one minute it would be blowing 80 mile an hour winds. The next minute it poured down sleet, ice, rain. The next minute it would be blistering hot sun out. And I was just thinking to myself, like, I'm going to be doing this for another 6 months. And I asked for like some inspiration, and I looked down, I looked down and I saw this shiny object off the side of the road, and I was like, what is that? And I got a little bit closer, and it was two DVDs. One was the behind-the-scenes magic making of Forrest Gump, and the other one was the actual movie Forrest Gump. And I thought to myself, like, wow, if that's not a sign, I don't know what is.
I can only imagine what people around the world are believing right now. Actually, you know, the people who listen to our station are totally conscious, spiritually open-minded, and absolutely believe that there are no accidents. So that's just a perfect sign of reference to so many people that when you step into your power and live your truth, the signs will provide you the way and the guidance will be there.
Absolutely.
So that's really awesome. So when we come back, we will talk more. I'm interested to get into a little bit more of like how you're doing this. Like, what are the requirements? What are you going to wear? What's all the pieces that come together, and who supports you? So those are all going to be really good questions, because it's great and incredible and so honoring. I want to acknowledge you for the vision, but then it's like putting it into action. And, you know, Spirit brings us these great whispers in our ears of like, this is for you, but then show me how to bring it forward into action. So I want to talk a little bit about that, because I think it'll be very inspiring for all those people who also might have seen something or have a calling in their heart, but not sure where to go next. So that is where we'll talk about on the next segment. Again, this is Lainey Savante Quirk, your host on ZGR. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to ZGR, Zeta Global Radio. I am your host, Lainey Savante Quirk, coming at you from the lab studios here in the land of enchantment, New Mexico, for those across the water, across the pond, or wherever you are in the world. We are here with Taylor Lancaster, who is the modern-day Forrest Gump. You're probably going to hear that a lot, but I'm such a Forrest Gump fan and so love the vision of you walking across America in honoring of bringing forward the consciousness of awareness to GMOs and to proper labeling and to really bringing forward people's mindset to make choices in their lives in every way. You've made a lot of choices to evolve your life forward, and this is just a major, pun intended, stepping stone in your growth and evolution. And for that, you're going to model that to so many people, and we're so glad to have you here.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about, in the earlier segment, we talked really about who you are, where you came from, and why you're doing this walk across America. So let's talk about really the support behind you, because you're not a one-man show. There's no one who can really just do that. It takes money, it takes support, it takes media, and it takes a physical stamina. So tell us a little bit about the journey of who you've collaborated and co-created this vision with.
Yeah, absolutely. So about 5 months ago, or longer than that now, 7 months ago, I was living in Santa Barbara. I had already made the decision to go on the walk for spiritual reasons, and I was approached by my friend Orion Brudico, who is involved with the company that supports me, Garlic Gold, and the 501c3 nonprofit, which is the Omega Point Institute. And he said, in a nutshell, would you be willing to walk for genetically modified food labeling? And I said, absolutely. And we started brainstorming with my publicist, Nancy Black, the founder of Garlic Gold and the founder of the Omega Point Institute, Ronaldo Brudico, his father, and a couple other people that are no longer working on the campaign. And we really just started to brainstorm like ideas and stuff like that. How can we get donations and things like that? And
I'm looking at your garlicgold.com shirt, and now I'm thinking that Howard and I need to go do something tonight with garlic, because see, it's really already getting the energy out there, because suddenly I'm like very interested in something with garlic. So that's a great campaign already.
Totally. And they, they do, they're completely licensed to they're one of the only
I'm reading your shirt, stay still, the gourmet line of condiments,
right? So they do toasted garlic olive oil,
beautiful,
and a lot of other garlic based products, but that's like their flagship product. And
which is so great because a lot of people, it's such a blood cleanser and great for the liver. I mean, it's good for so many natural remedies.
Absolutely.
And you read your labels, you'll see garlic in it.
And on the walk, I haven't been sick once from taking this stuff.
Wow.
So like anytime I get a little bit of a cold, I just take a couple shots of the oil and it's just gone.
Plus it's great for pets. They always say when your dogs get sick to put a little garlic clove inside their pet food.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, I've been following that for a very long time.
Awesome.
Yeah, I have a degree in food science, so I can really relate to what you're doing in the sense that I've always maintained in a philosophy in my household and my life to always watch labels, read it. And it's funny, growing up, my mom was a total hippie, and she would always have this slogan that said, more than three, leave it be. It was like, and to this day, even my kids now know that as a joke, but it's not a joke because they'll go into health food stores and they'll read the labels. They're like, Mom, okay, it only has a few ingredients. Like, they get the consciousness of it. So I understand where she was coming from. So what you're doing is so profound because it's going to cross generations of people who really need to look at the labels to understand what they're putting in their body and what our body can actually digest naturally or not.
Absolutely.
So have you been able to make contact with the different people across the country, or are you just going on your walkabout, or is everything kind of set up? Like, how's the system organized for this walk?
So basically what happens is I walk from major city to major city. So the last major city that I was in was Phoenix, and we had a couple events at the Pomegranate Cafe and also at the Desert Montessori School. And when I came to Albuquerque, I had an event at Annapurna's Vegetarian Cafe.
Ah, very nice. Yeah. She just sponsored our art opening for Michael Stosky here at the lab. Yay.
Awesome. Great. But the great thing about this walk is the further along that I progress, the more awareness that gets generated. So we're now backed by the Non-GMO Project. We're also supported by the March Against Monsanto, which happens all over the world. It's becoming bigger and bigger, and we're generating more and more awareness about it, but it really is still a very much a grassroots operation. So the more people that become aware about the walk and the more people that post and tag and take pictures with me and put me up for the night and things like that, the more the cause will be the more the cause.
You get the exposure.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's talk about it. If they want to learn more about what you're doing, I mean, they can go to our radio show, but tell us more. Is there a website, Facebook page? How do they learn more about what you have in action?
Absolutely. So if you're on Facebook, if you're on Tumblr, if you're on Twitter, and if you're on Instagram, it's just Walk to Know. And on Twitter, it's obviously at Walk to Know. And the website is Walk to Know. W-A-L-K, the number 2, K-N-O-W.O-R-G.
Terrific. And in case you are just tuning in, you are listening to ZGR, Zeta Global Radio, powered by the Zeta Global Media Group, as well as Cinder Cone Media here in the United States. And we are talking to Taylor Lancaster about his walkabout across the country in reference and in honor of really bringing forward awareness for GMO, awareness in the labelings in our food. So, tell us more. Are you going to be doing any sort of driving in between? Like, if it suddenly becomes like a hailstorm, or like you're going to be like Forrest, you're going to put on the gear. You should get, that's the great sponsor, the rain gear, the whole, you know, right. The whole protection.
So before I left Santa Barbara, which is where I was living for the last couple of years, I was hooked up with all the cart that I have and the sleeping bags and all the backpacking stuff that I need. But when you're in an emergency kind of situation, like what happened when I was just outside of Globe, Arizona, was there was a 5-day snowstorm coming through where temperatures were expected to drop to like 10 and 5 degrees and sleet rain. And you can't really walk in that kind of weather with any kind of safety.
Yeah.
And I was also at the bottom of the Salt River. So it would have been a 50-mile walk in very dangerous weather, and there was no place to camp. So what ended up happening was I got an emergency ride out of that spot, and I made it to a motel room, and I was going to walk the next day. And I came out of my motel room, and it was just nasty weather outside. And the walk is really about embracing it's really about embracing the necessity for the labeling of GMOs, but I'm not going to risk my safety for this cause.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, because you got to make it across. So when you do make it, is your final destination DC?
Yes.
And what's going to happen there? Do you have a big blowout party, or what's happening when you get over there?
So what's happening now is we haven't really talked about a party yet because it's still 6 months away. But what's happening right now is I'm walking specifically to Washington, D.C. to talk to two congressmen whose names are escaping me right now, who are trying to sign into law a bill that would require the labeling of all genetically modified foods in the United States.
That's fantastic.
Which should be major, yeah.
Well, we'll keep tabs on that for sure. And so we'll want to be at that party, I think. That's going to be a major accomplishment, and I'm really excited for you.
Thank you.
Do you have people behind you with, like, are they filming you? Do you have a lot of media to track what you're doing?
Yeah, so I had an interview with Channel 5 Phoenix when I went through Arizona, and I had I've had local newspapers and stuff, and that's kind of basically been it so far.
It's me. And what about internationally? Have you gotten any hits or awareness going on the international front?
Not that I can think of. I met Chris Perkins, who's a new friend through Facebook, who came to the event at Annapurna's, and he's a part of March Against Monsanto. So once he pushed the Walk to Know campaign on the March Against Monsanto, then more people got aware of it, and it's an international organization. So,
and we're an international radio show. I mean, of course, we're on bbsradio.com, and we are an internet-based radio station. But we also have large audiences in China, large audiences in Europe. Our affiliate partner is the Zeta Global Group, and they're based out of the UK.
Sweet.
So you're going to have a lot of people listening to this station. So it's not just US. It's going to be definitely a global awareness, and we hope that we can contribute in any way to support your efforts, as well as just really kind of have you maybe touch in. I mean, one of the things that we do here at ZGR is offer everyone out there who wants to tell their compelling story, really be their own spiritual journalist and write into us and tell us, like, let us know from the road what's happening, and we will report on it. Because we will have segments saying, you know, remember when we had Taylor on? Well, look where he is now. This is what he's doing. And we will proudly support you here at ZGR on your journey.
Awesome.
Great. So we only have a few seconds left. So tell us again, how do they reach you if you want to donate to the cause, if you want to just stay on track with what Taylor's doing? Epic, epic vision he's doing. So tell us again how to reach you.
Absolutely. So you can follow along on Instagram, Twitter, Tumblr, and Facebook, Walk to Know, W-A-L-K, the number 2, K-N-O-W, and also the website, walktoknow.org. And also through the Omega Point Institute website, which is omegapointinstitute.org.
Excellent. Thank you so much for stopping here in Albuquerque. And we wish you the best of success in all of this. And really thank you for bringing the awareness to people about the importance of what we put in our body, because a lot of us have really big dharmas here, and we want to make sure that we live prosperously, if that's even prosperously, and the best capacity we can to do what we're here to do. Welcome back to Zeta Global Radio. I'm Lainey Savante, live with Taylor Lancaster, who is walking across America. We've just heard in the last segment the original interview we did back in the day. I think it was early May. You were just getting your footing, Taylor. Welcome to the show live now, giving us an update of where your things are at in the world of Taylor in August. So thank you for being here.
So welcome.
How are you feeling? What's happening since May? I think a lot, what is that, May to June? So it's been a few months since you've been on this journey. So give us a little update. Let us know how you're feeling.
I'm exhausted. I think I've walked over 2,200 miles in total. And I'm probably about 650 miles away from being done. So Yeah, I just spent a couple weeks in and around Nashville, Tennessee, and kind of hit this wall of like, well, last week there was a decision by the U.S. Congress to pass H.R. 1599, which is known as the DARC Act, which would make it illegal to lay genetically modified foods throughout the entire U.S.
Wow.
So it still has to pass the Senate, and it still has to pass the president before it becomes a law. Thanks to my history teacher in high school for telling me that.
Let me just get that clear, Taylor, for a second. You're saying what was just passed, at least in this first round, is that to put the labels on saying this is a GMO product would constitute being illegal. Is that correct?
That's correct. Or if I'm misunderstanding the bill, it actually doesn't require any manufacturers to label GMO. So they have the option of labeling it or not labeling it.
Got it. So either way, it doesn't serve humanity.
Right. Not at all. So, I mean, that was pretty discouraging. But then I realized that if I were to just give up now, they'd really win. I mean, I'm not the first person to traverse across America for GMO either banning or labeling. I'm the third. Ryan and Brett Wilcox did it a couple of years ago. They ran across America with a supported ban. So I feel like there's more people, you know, being aware about this kind of stuff, and for me to continue on is going to be really important to the movement. And also I feel like the spiritual component is another reason to continue with the walk. Having the attitude of completion. I really wouldn't be giving up because I broke a leg or like something really external happened. I would just be giving up just to be sure exhaustion.
Well, there's an energetic, there's a spiritual divine appointment you've agreed to do. And there's something very powerful, both inwardly and outwardly, I believe, for you doing this. And I think spirit always gives us incredible challenges, but then you heard the call and said yes, and now here you're doing this, even though it could feel a little depleting. Do you have people who are like spiritual advisors along the way when you have these moments where it feels a little defeating, or what do you do to keep yourself in the game?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Two of my biggest supporters are my buddy Will and Craig. They call me we talk on the phone all the time about this stuff. And I actually have a group phone call with them today at 2:00. So I'm really looking forward to that. And I feel like that's kind of the big realization about this walk is if I would have done it just on my own and without kind of a higher purpose, I might not have completed the walk. But having their support and having the support of the Omega Point Institute and my manager Orion and my parents and my brothers and my family, I feel like it wouldn't be as easy as it has been, even though it's been really difficult.
So just as you've been going along, just for a little logistics to support actually what you're doing, do you know in advance where you're going to stay when you decide to take a break and rest your feet or your body? I mean, how has it been flowing for you?
The way I've been deciding where to sleep and where to stay kind of is just a flip of the coin. If I'm going to stay, you know, in this park, or if I'm going to stay in a motel room, or if I'm going to stay in some church land, it's kind of, I think that's been the hardest thing, is not knowing where to sleep every night. I feel like sleeping outside is a lot easier for me than sleeping indoors, if that makes any sense at all.
Why is that? I mean, just to share with the audience your perspective on that.
Yeah, I feel like sleeping outside is a very natural thing. whenever I pitch my tent for the night, whether it's raining or not, I mean, I certainly try not to sleep outside if it's going to be, inclement weather. But if it's going to be nice outside, I try to sleep outside whenever I can or whenever it's possible. And when I go to sleep, I knock out. I mean, I don't really think about it, and I wake up completely rested, even though I'm really just sleeping on top of a mat in my clothes, because at night lately it's been almost 80 degrees at night. I feel like it's more of a natural way to live life. And I don't foresee me wanting to spend money on rent when I get back from the walk.
Do you find that when you're, as you've been on this journey now, are people coming to you more with the fascination that you're walking hundreds of miles? I mean, really think about it, listeners. When he says he has 650 more miles to go, you're like, oh, well, that's not much. But when you think that's a plane trip somewhere across multiple states. I mean, that's how many hundreds of miles you have left. But my question to you is, do you find that people are more fascinated by the actual journey you're on, or they're really taking notice of the cause, because this is why you're here, is to raise awareness, not because you wanted to walk thousands of miles, but it's because of the idea that we need to have a better understanding of what we're eating for ourselves and for our children.
Right. I mean, it's kind of hit and miss. I mean, most of the time, I would say people are, I would say over the last month or so, people have been, you know, coming up to me, they're like, what are you doing out here? And I'm like, well, I'm walking across America. And they're like, okay, where did you come from? And I said, Southern California. And they're like, you walked all the way here? And I said, yeah. And they're like, wow, that is amazing. Like, I have old men that are like kicking their hats off to me all the time. Which is pretty amazing. People the further east that I go, people are pretty aware of the GMO issue.
So why is that, you think? Because that's a great idea, or at least a concept, that people, as you've been moving a certain direction, are more conscious of this. Because that's something to be said. There's different levels of consciousness to our food intake. I think that has to change too.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like people in the South are a little bit more aware of GMOs because their families are farmers, and they're really kind of waking up. And I would say 90% of the people that I talk to about GMOs, I would even go as far as to say 98% of the people that I talk to about GMOs aren't really sure if GMOs are bad for them, but are very, very adamant that they need to be labeled.
Where are you calling in from now? What part of the state, of the country?
I'm probably about 15 miles from a town called Lebanon, Tennessee.
And are you calling? Are you walking as we're talking?
No, I'm sitting underneath a tree. It's too hot.
Oh, good for you. Now, when you're doing this walk, are you laying out a course or a path, or how is it developed?
I've basically been, ever since leaving Albuquerque, I've been using my Google Maps to kind of direct me where to go. Sometimes I get directions from locals, but the directions they usually give me are like way, way out of the way, a shorter distance.
Got it. Taylor, we're going to take a break here, and when we come back, we have listeners who've known that you were going to be on the show and have written in from all over the world. They have lots of questions for you, and I look forward to hearing the answers. So stick around, everybody. We are here with Taylor Lancaster, who is walking across America for GMO awareness. You are listening to ZGR. We'll be right back.
Patricia here from Sculpt Laser Lipo Weight Loss and Wellness Coaching. If you're like a lot of us, you're probably feeling tired, sluggish, and just stuck in a rut. Now's the time to lose weight, have more energy, kick that sugar habit, and feel absolutely amazing. I offer comprehensive health coaching plus the latest in non-invasive laser treatments to clients all over New Mexico. I also work with clients from all over the globe via Skype, email, and phone. No matter where you are, let's work together to create your personal roadmap to abundant health. To set up your initial health consultation and learn more, call 505-908-7353 or visit sculptlaserlipo.com. As a special thank you to Zeta Global Radio listeners, I am offering 10% off all laser lipo and health coaching services. You deserve to live a happy, healthy, and vibrant life. Let's start your journey today.
Hi, I'm Jane Charles, and I'm here on Zeta Global Radio. And I'm talking about the film Sold. We made this film as a tool for change to help end child trafficking. It's been quite the journey for us, and we're now releasing the film in the fall. Right now, we are launching an Indiegogo campaign so that we can fund our marketing and outreach for the film. And you can find the Indiegogo at soldthemovie.com and on our Facebook at Sold the Movie on Facebook, and our Twitter is Sold Movie. And we do hope that when the film comes out that everyone will see it and help us in this global move to end child trafficking and work with the Taught Not Traffic campaign so that we can keep kids in school until at least the age of 16 when they're 80% less likely to be trafficked. Thanks for being with us.
Attention ZGR listeners, are you ready to use your intuition through the power of numbers? You've heard her interviewed on Zeta Global Radio. Now join best-selling author and intuitive numerologist Ruth Dreher for her upcoming teleclasses. Registration has begun, and the class is open to a very limited number of students. Any level of experience with numerology or none at all is welcomed. Students will work directly with Ruth Dreher to learn her beliefs and philosophies in this ancient system of Pythagoras, the father of numerology. Classes include meditations and discussions and prepare you for the next level of the Master Intuitive course. Enjoy this opportunity to learn from one of the most internationally known numerologists of our time. You may learn more about Ruth Dreher by visiting cybernumbers.com. For more information and to register, please call 903-534-4873.
Hi, I'm Jane Charles, the producer of the film Sold, and you're listening to Zeta Global Radio.
Welcome back to this incredible show here with Taylor Lancaster, an incredible, brave, spiritual, and enlightened being who has made this calling. I have chills when I think about this, Taylor, this calling to walk across America. We've been talking this whole show about your work and the Dharma, this Dharmic path you're on. And people have a lot of questions for you because this is completely a phenomenon to so many people. And I know that you've had many times people mention the idea of, you know, modern day Forrest Gump. And of course I said that too, but I think that there are just some the basic questions that people would ask. And if you're okay, I'd like to read some of the questions if that's okay to you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, great. The first question that came in, and I know this is silly, but we're going to do the silly and the serious. So how many pairs of shoes have you gone through?
I'm on my fourth pair of shoes.
And is somebody sponsoring you, or do you have a favorite? Or
I don't have a shoe sponsor specifically. It's pretty hard to find people to sponsor you for shoes and gear and stuff. But the Omega Point Institute and Garlic Gold continue to support me financially. So whenever I need more food or a hotel room or new shoes or new socks, whatever, they're happy to provide it. Actually, when I left for the walk, they were like, if you ever get arrested for sleeping outside or anything like that, we'll bail you out. You don't have to worry about that.
Wow, that's terrific. What is the Omega Institute? I mean, let's talk about them and the two sponsors for a minute.
So I kind of have a general like overview of what they do, but basically the Omega Point Institute is a nonprofit organization that generates funding for groups that are having a harder time generating funding, like Truth Out or the Women's Fund or The Walk to Know. And they, I believe what they do is they have a website that people can donate to directly. Yeah, they definitely do. And they also provide fundraiser events like dinners where kind of people of high society can come and, you know, wine and dine and contribute to worthy causes.
Terrific. Okay, so next question for you. Have anybody like Forrest Gump started to follow you? Have you had any of that experience that they wanted to see how far they can go with you or anything like that happened to you?
Actually, the only person that's walked with me is on the first, well, so the first day that I left on the walk, I was walking and this woman was walking a couple miles to the bus stop, and she and I walked and talked for probably, I don't know, maybe like an hour and a half. She was really great. I can't remember her name. I have it somewhere in my stuff. And then the other one was this guy named William Soul. He walked with me, and another transcon walker by the name of Mark Trout. They walked with me for, Mark walked with me for a full day, and then Will walked with us for about a half a day. And that was really cool. And actually, on the 21st of August, two of my best friends who I mentioned earlier are going to be flying out, and they're going to walk with me for a couple of days.
Oh, that's terrific. Is there any particular moment that's been like absolutely as a standout as the most heartfelt experience you've had on this journey so far?
Let's see. I'd say the hardest moment was when my girlfriend told me that she would not marry me.
Did you propose to her on the road, or what happened?
Yeah, I proposed to her right before I left on the walk, which was pretty. I mean, it was very presumptuous of me to do that. And we kind of went back and forth for a while, and then ultimately she said no. That was the hardest moment for sure.
I think about the military. How people, I hear a lot of people before they go to war that they propose to their beloveds. So I don't know if any of that. Like, I mean, this is a big deal for you. You're embarking. Like, you're going to be you're a changed person, wouldn't you say, since you've been on this, of what you've come to realize about yourself and the world and life and people.
Yeah, I mean, I've changed a lot, but I also feel like I've just kind of. It also feels like I've affirmed a lot of who I've been for a lot of years. So I was just kind of afraid of being or really wasn't ready to be yet. I don't know if that makes sense.
Sure. I'm wondering if have you been keeping a video diary, or do you write or record, or how are you documenting what is going on? This is actually one of the questions. Like, how do you bottle this all up? Is this going into a book? Is this going into a movie? Or what are you doing with this knowledge of this experience?
Yeah. So actually, I used to actually be a very big writer, but I kind of fell out of the practice of it a few years ago. But I was gifted a GoPro before the walk, so I've been doing. I wouldn't say I record every single day, but I would say I record the majority. We're actually my friend. My good friend and director, Dao Madama, and with the support of the Omega Point, or with the support of outside funding, we're making a documentary.
Oh, that's terrific.
Yeah, all of this is going to be, all of this is going to be able to be viewed. Obviously, I'm going to preview any footage so that I don't look like a total nut job, but I might even leave some of the nut job.
You mean you don't want to be like the Truman Show? Just have every single moment of your life except for restrooms documented for the world to see?
Neither do you.
How much water are you drinking a day?
I would say I probably drink about 3 3 gallons of water a day at minimum. And then usually for breakfast, I eat sprouted oats. And then for lunch, I usually have a peanut butter and jelly or a peanut butter and pickle sandwich.
Peanut butter and pickle?
Yeah, best ever.
That's what people do when they're pregnant.
Oh, my God. It's the best. I love it 10 times more than peanut butter and jelly.
Wow. And you don't have a refrigerator. Obviously, you stop, or do you just, you prepare in the morning and then you just put it in your backpack, or how is it organized?
Yeah, the sprouted grain for dinner usually takes about all day to soak. So I'll soak that in a bottle in the morning, and then by dinner it's usually soft enough that I can add a flavor packet to that and then eat that for dinner and go to bed.
Wow. Have you had a chance to visit any farms along the way, people who are really practicing authentic, organic farming and who support the idea of GMO labeling?
No, I mean, I've been pretty dedicated to strictly walking. I did get the opportunity to help out the 12 South Farmers Market organizer, Mary Self. Her and her husband, John, have an urban garden behind their house, and they have a chicken coop, and they have vegetables growing, and I think there was a fruit tree back there, but it wasn't producing. So that was really cool. It's really been a lot more about community gardens than actual full scale organic or sustainable farms.
Well, I mean, that absolutely is essential too. I know that we personally have been doing we've done our first garden, and I think it's the most exciting thing. If there's anything I'm posting on social media, it's how the radishes and the beets and the corn and the watermelons and the zucchinis are growing, and how it's just a blessing to be getting your hands in the dirt and to eat this nourishment of this food that's completely organic and non-GMO. So I've totally have the bug of gardening and honoring the temple in such a way that, you know, for you to share how essential it is that we know what we're putting in our bodies. I mean, everybody here, the whole team at ZGR is just really supports what you do. And actually, while I'm on that note, tell people, Taylor, how people can further support the work that you're doing.
Keep spreading the word, donate to the cause. I feel like people could be, I mean, kind of the great thing about the walk is like, I'm basically just a mascot or a spokesperson for the folks. But once the walk is over, like, I'm going to be like a blip on the radar of GMO labeling. Like, I'm not going to be big news anymore. The walk will be done.
Well, but the documentary is coming out, so you'll keep it alive.
Yeah, the documentary will come out, and we'll see. You know, we'll see where that goes. We're trying to get it into film. We're going to try to get it into film festivals and things like that. But I feel like people can be doing a lot more work in terms of like promoting the GMO labeling I forget. It's so hot. My brain is not working correctly. The non-GMO project, they could be promoting that. They could be going to schools and talking to people about the importance of sustainable growing and sustainable agriculture. People could be going more to farmers markets and encouraging people to go to farmers markets. And I think that's kind of the biggest thing. And if people have the resources to donate to the walk, like that would be amazing.
So we'll send everybody to Walk to Know, and that's the number 2, walktoknow.org. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, excellent. So wherever you are, go ahead and check out Taylor's. He also has a Facebook page, Walk to Know, and walktoknow.org. Support this incredible journey he's on, and all the really the awareness that he's bringing forward for everybody. And we don't want you to be a blip on the map. We want you to be honored and really supported for the work that you're doing. And I just wanted to thank you so much for being here today and sharing your story, and hopefully inspiring many people across the globe who are hearing this, who think that if they can walk, you know, a couple miles, that they can understand what you're going through. So thank you for being here today.
Of course. My pleasure.
Well, that wraps it up for another wonderful show on Zeta Global Radio. Join us next week as we bring you more on how we can expand and just bring awareness to the world around us as one. Thank you for being here and have a great rest of your weekend.